Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace. We're going to have lots of people funneling in, those people that were bouncing on that bounce house and that sort of thing. They'll be coming in here in just a moment. I don't know if you recognize this last week, maybe with a child or a grandchild, but whenever school starts, there's a lot of extra excitement and energy in the house. There's a lot of nerves and excitement, maybe even tears in the house. So we had the experience of launching our kindergartner to school this last week. And I'll tell you, the one thing is, when I was a pastor in Florida, looking out and seeing the parents walk back from kindergarten, I would kind of snicker and say, oh my goodness, I'd never do that after dropping off my kids. Parents would just be in tears. Well, let's just say there were some pretty heavy hearted moments this week as we let Claire go off to school for the very first time. Maybe you're feeling some of that nerve, some of that excitement this morning as we kick off our year here at Peace. The good news we're going to find out as we're delving into the book of Jonah, starting today and going for 4 weeks, is that we're going to hear through the ups and downs of life, those emotions, God is steady. God has a plan. God has a plan for giving his compassion and mercy to all people. And we pray that that reaches you today, not just a concept, but that it hits your heart this morning. Just a few announcements I'm going to have. I see we got people lining up, so I'm going to keep mine short. We are on a new schedule. Just want to make sure we're on the same page. There are no Sunday evening worship opportunities right now, so we're closing that out. We're worshiping just at 11 o'clock. All are invited to Sunday school at 9:45. We've got some great opportunities for every age at Peace. 3-year-olds all the way up to 5th grade. We've got confirmation led by our vicar, Vicar Dollar. And then also the adult classes on the overview of the Bible and how to read the Bible. And to really get everything out of the Bible that we can. Reading the Bible for all that it's worth. Just two other things. The other note to share is that the choir is back. So that's a blessing to us to hear them sing and uplift our hearts with their music. So that's exciting. And then also in our worship service as well, as you look forward on the altar, we have our mite box. We're collecting our mites today. So after the offering is collected, Vicar Dollar will come forward and don't hit him with your coins. Put the coins into the box that he's holding up. Okay. Other announcements to share this morning?
Just a quick announcement. We have a few of the Peace Lutheran t-shirts left. Suggested donation, $5 to $10 if you'd like one. They're on the table in the fellowship hall. But it is just suggested. So if you don't have $5 and you want a t-shirt, please don't let that stop you. And we have all sizes except we have youth extra large, a small, medium, and large for adults. We're out of adult extra large. However, we can custom order for you if you'd like. But because it's a custom, we're not doing the big batch like we've done in the past. It's a little more expensive, but we can custom order you an extra large or anything even beyond that for $15. So just let us know. I wanted to have forms this morning for that, and I don't. But you can just let me know, or George or Nicholas or any of the kids that went on the National Youth Gathering, which are Ingrid, Ryan, and Grant. Just let us know. We'll get that for you. Thank you.
And Peggy.
Well, this is Mite Box Sunday. Would you like to know where your mites are going to go this Sunday, this time? Okay, there's a $100,000 grant that's been given to Detroit, Michigan for a Teach Me Too preschooler with learning needs and autism program. And that precedes a program they funded last year, was Let It Shine. And they identified this whole group of children that needed help with their developmental needs, and so they have all asked for another grant to go ahead and do this. So that's where your monies are going to go today. And then don't forget, tomorrow at 10 o'clock is Pieces by Peace, where we're going to be making fun little things for the bazaar here at the church.
All right, thank you. Dan.
Good morning. Some of you have a brochure, and I apologize, I didn't get enough folded to get out to everybody, but I'll have those for you. And this is a precursor to next Sunday after church. We're going to hold a little bit of incident preparedness training for you, so that you can prepare yourselves and your homes and your families in the event of some kind of incident or situation happening here in the local area. As you can see, just watch the news. There's things going on all the time. So it doesn't hurt to prepare yourselves, and pray it never happens here, but it's good to be prepared. And as a kickoff for that, I just want to put a plug in for this afternoon. The Benton County Sheriff's Office, Department of Emergency Services, is hosting a preparedness fair at the Philomath Frolic Grounds over here from 3 to 7 this afternoon. That's all completely free. In addition to that, you can enjoy some chili. They're having a chili cook-off. Unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, we don't have a team, but there will be some excellent chili there, I'm confident. And so, you know, I would encourage you to attend that. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dan. After church next Sunday. Yep, September 15th. Janie.
I just wanted to say that the bazaar is getting off in full swing, so I hope that several of you are giving that lots of thought. The sign-up sheets will be out before too long, so be thinking about what you can do to help us out there. Kay's going to be having information about the baskets come out. The quilt is completed. It's gorgeous, and we will unveil it and have raffles started for it coming up real soon as well. And don't forget that you men are included in this as well. So if you want to show us what your talents are, that's great. And also another reminder, Pieces by Piece meets tomorrow, Fellowship Hall, 10:15.
Okay, thank you, Janie. I want to just share a story with the congregation here right before we begin about the parking lot. About a week and a half ago, two couples came to our church in an afternoon. It was a Friday afternoon, and one of the couples was from Nevada City, California, and they walked into the church and said, tell me about your church. What is it about? When was it built? And so we walked around the church and walked to the fellowship hall, then walked into the sanctuary, and she had lots of questions, and finally she said, well, what are you doing over on that end of the property? Are you building? What are you doing? And I said, we're partnering with McDonald's for a I say that, it's a joke. And she kind of laughed, and she said, I am coming to this church. I've never worshipped here, but I'm coming in about a year. I'm buying a house, and I'm moving here. And she pulled out her checkbook and wrote a $300 check for the parking lot. Not even worshipped at our church. You know, that's just an interesting story. I get to see those stories. It's important that those stories are shared with the congregation so you can hear some of those moments in which there's connections being made with the work that's going on at our church. The big beginning of our church service here this morning is a beautiful song, Let the Children Come. It's about something that we're really strongly believing in our church, is the children in our church, and sharing God's word with them. Thankful for this song selection today. Thank you for that. I'm going to invite the choir forward to start our worship.